Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, the presidential debates were, well, the first debate was last night in Denver, Colorado, right?
Yeah, sure was.
At Colorado University in Colorado. And watched them last night with, you know, great anticipation. And I think what happened last night when I was watching them, that I saw some clear contrast between the two candidates. You know, sometimes it's so blurry and they seem like the same thing.
Right.
But I saw a clear contrast between the two, which is really cool. That'll help, you know, America make a clear decision.
Right.
And we can make a clear choice. But so much more weighs in the balance than just, you know, it's our hope is not in a man or a woman. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And the huge question that's before us right now, it's before the church, that we need to make a decision. We need to make a decision, you know, for God to follow his ways. And I want you to hear this, although this was a segment that was recorded sometime back about 90 days prior to today, or about 60 days ago, to let you know, because you're going to hear, you know, do something for 90 days, but you're going to find out that 33, you know, million conservatives say that they're registered, think that they're registered to vote, and they're not even registered to vote. They're not even registered to vote. And listen, most elections you're going to find out are won by very small margins, very small margins. And so listen up and say, you know what? I want to be able to fight. And this is the way we fight. We fight by getting educated in who's running for office. We find out their values. We fight by getting registered to vote. We fight by praying and seeking the Lord and inquiring of him who he's leading us to be able to vote for and compare their values to what God says about how things should be, not just their profession, but their fruit, and see, you know, how God wants you to vote. But listen up. We're going to talk about, you know, God's news behind the news, and we're going to talk about, you know, voting. You know, we're not going to tell you, obviously, you know, who to vote for. It's for you to be able, as an American citizen, to educate yourself and find out who that is. We always say, though, spend 90 days abiding with God, you know, spend time with God, you know, right. Get his heart. You know, and if you know, if you need to abide with him, I mean, and it's very specific, you know, be very specific in how you abide with him. You know, if you need a plan, and most people want to, they just need a plan, go to iabide.org and you'll instantly have access to a plan. Just request it and everything you need, and spend time with God and find out what God's heart. Make this year different than any other year, because first, you're going to abide with God about your choice of a leader. Secondly, get educated on the leader.
Right.
You get educated on the leader. And thirdly, you can't not fight a war without a gun, right? You can't fight a war without a gun. You cannot vote unless you're registered to vote.
That's right.
You know, and many people gave their lives for us to have the right to vote. Mm-hmm. But we can't vote. It's just, you know, so you need to register to vote. And I talked about that, I believe, last week. But I just want to tell you a little bit more, you know, some understandings about being registered to vote that, you know, 20 to 30% of all conservative groups in America,
right?
20 to 30% are not registered to vote.
Oh, wow.
20 to 30%. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
Really? I don't think, if you're not registered to vote, why are you even having an opinion about this?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can't. So you can't fight a war without a gun, and you cannot change or pick leaders that God lays on your heart unless you actually you've been registered to vote. You can register, but you don't have to fight to go do it. You don't have, I mean, people had to go through a lot of things to vote in the past. You look at Iraq, you know, when they had their first vote, that they walked in with their fingerprint and they put it down. That was a huge thing, I mean, death. And a lot of our soldiers died to be able to give them the right to vote, you know. And but 20 to 30% of all conservative groups are not, 20 to 30% are not registered to vote.
Amazing.
Isn't that something in America? And 14% of all Americans, of all the Americans, right? 14% of them believe that they're registered, but they're not. Right?
Really?
Yeah. That's 33 million people who could show up at the polls and totally determine where this country's going to go next.
Wow.
You know, we just, oh my goodness, wake us up, oh God, right? I mean, if the Christians would just spend time with God first, don't vote your pocketbook or your wallet,
right?
But vote Jesus. You know, vote how God would want you to vote, and all your leaders, whoever they are, I'm not saying who they are, and this whole nation would just go that direction,
right?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about this, that in the year 2000. We had a president then. His name was President Bush, George Bush, George W. Mm-hmm. He was the son of George.
Right.
And not the son of George Washington, but anyway. So Florida was like the clincher state. You know, they counted everything. Remember the hang-in Chad thing and all that kind of stuff. Crazy. And so they were counting the votes, you know, and it was between him and
Gore.
Oh, is that right? And Gore and Vice President Gore. And they were actually, it was very close. Mm-hmm. And when they've counted all the votes, it was 537 votes.
Wow.
They gave him Florida and they gave him the presidency. 537. Let's back up a little bit. Nope, let's go a little bit further. In 2008, President Obama, he wins, North is our president now, he wins North Carolina by 13,692 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only 0.32% of North Carolina. It's such a small margin that are determining who's going to be our leader or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you think about Indiana. You know, President Obama won it by 26,163 votes. That's only 1% of the vote there.
Wow.
And this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that you need to register to vote. You're an American, whoever you are, whatever party you are. And you need to read. I just want to, you know, my mama was a, and my dad was a, therefore I am a, you know, and you find out, well, your past three people, you know, didn't ever read what the platforms were. So just every political party has a platform, so just read it.
Mm-hmm.
Read the political platform, what they stand for, and they'll tell you how they stand on abortion. They'll tell you how they stand on civil rights, how they stand on economy, and they develop a whole platform about this is our vision for our party.
Right.
And so then you just pick whatever, you know, that's how you got to, because you got to pick something, you know, or be an independent, I think, as it is. I don't know, they'll tell you. But if that small 537 votes determined a presidency, that means President Gore was 537 votes away from being the president.
Right.
537. That's like, you know, he could have been the president if more people, if 538 people would have voted.
That's right.
Isn't that wild? That's amazing how close it is. But what does that say about the 20 to 30% of all conservative organizations who are not even registered to vote? Mm-hmm. They're actually determined who is our leaders, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because if they would have registered to vote, all these 1%ers and these 2.32% and this 537 votes, that probably would have been more of a, you know, conservative viewpoint and value viewpoint winner, wouldn't it?
Right.
And then you think about that if 33 million people who think they are registered, you know, are not, then they determine who's going to be the next leader. Because these are the ones that will show up at the polls to vote, and they'll find out their name's not on the roster because they feel that they are, but they find out when the poll worker's there, the poll worker's looking at them. They're trying to probably save their face. Oh, sir, you know, you're not registered. Your name would be here if you're registered.
Right.
And so you can just do some simple things this morning. You know, I want to encourage you. You know, people have died and paid a huge price for you to be able to vote. And a ministry called Wall Builders that we talk about, wallbuilders.org, they totally have a whole website set up to be able to help us and whoever you are find out if you're registered, if you're part of the 33 million people who think you are, but if you got really questions, you really don't know if you are, then you can go to wallbuilders.com/vote, or just go to wallbuilders.com and click on vote 2012. And the question it asks you is, are you registered to vote? You just put in your first and last name, your city, state, and zip, and you push a button called search, and it will let you know if you're registered or not. And if you're not registered, it will actually direct you immediately to a place that you can actually register to vote right there online. It just takes a couple of moments. 33 million people could register to vote right now if you just go to wallbuilders.com and find out You know, just do it privately because you don't want anybody to know that you were telling them you were and you're not, right?
Right.
And if the 20 to 30% of all conservative organizations would go to wallbuilders.com/vote, you know, find out, you know, if you're not, go ahead and register. What does that mean? That means that these people that are going to register, whoever they are and whatever their persuasion is, will determine who's going to be the leaders, the school board, county commissioners, governors, presidents, senators, representatives, all the way across the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll actually determine it.
Right.
But after you register to vote, again, I go back to spend 90 days abiding with God. You know, get in rhythm with God's voice. You know, hang out with people that have your value system. Get educated on the people that are running for office. And they have a right to answer. They have an obligation to answer your question because you're actually saying to them that I'm thinking about allowing you to be a leader of our school board, of our county commission, or of our city council, or our governor, or state congress, or senate, or, you know, all the way. You're allowing them. So you need to get educated on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they lie to you, you know, God will actually see that. But at least ask them. You know, don't be intimidated because, you know, I think God's really going to hold us accountable, you know, as American citizens because we're the ones that choose our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just a product of what we've done or what we haven't done.
Right.
And so you can actually do that today. Wallbuilders.com. It's wallbuilders.com. wallbuilders.com/vote. I think .org takes you there as well, too. But just to let you know. So get active. You know, we want you to be activated. We want you to be praying, seeking God. And we're going to believe God that in the next 4 years after November, that God's going to give us mercy and grace. And across the whole country, we're going to have leaders who agree with our value system, who loves God, who agrees with the Constitution, that and they agree to uphold the Constitution. You know, and I'm going to read you the pledge probably next week that all of our elected officials pledge, but it boils down to they promise to defend United States Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic, which means there could be enemies in our country that are against our Constitution,
right,
which says all of our liberties come from God. You know, how could you deny where our liberties come from, right?
Right, exactly.
And the First Amendment allows us to have VFN radio, mm-hmm, you know, allows us to have VFN TV. It allows us to be able to speak freely and to worship God ever how we feel led to be able to worship God, where Congress cannot make any laws concerning the church or religion, mm-hmm, you know, and the right to gather. You know, it's really important. People think we take that for granted, but just President Putin, mm-hmm, you know, over in Russia just yesterday or this last week, he made a law that you cannot legally gather anymore.
Wow.
It's against the law to assemble publicly, you know, and that's what the First Amendment says. The First Amendment says that we can worship God freely. Mm-hmm. We have the right to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Isn't that important?
Yeah.
And the next is what? We have the right to bear arms.
Right.
And when we lose the First and Second Amendment, it's going to be a different world, a totally different world. So I just want to encourage you this morning that go to wallbuilders.com, and just check and see if you are registered or if you're not. And then go ahead and do it to it and get ready to determine who our next leader is going to be in our country. Man, that is so important. 33 million conservatives feel that they are registered to vote and are not, which means, you know, you're probably joining in with all these conversations. You're probably talking to other people saying, you need to register, you know, and you're probably talking to your kids going, you know, I can't believe you need to register. And you're going to find out that you're not registered.
Mm-hmm.
And you will determine who our next governor will be in your state. You'll determine who's the next school board person. This 33 million Christian conservatives or conservatives will determine who our next president is.
Yeah.
Because if you don't register, that's a determination. That means 33 million votes will not go to one particular candidate or another.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing how close that each of these elections have been?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Florida was won by a few votes and North Carolina a percentage point, and yeah, it's like, man, what amazing wisdom God gave our founding fathers as they crafted a constitution that would give everybody a chance to be able to participate
in democracy and a republic form of government, a representative form of government. Mm-hmm. We need to, you know, if we're going to want to keep this government, we're going to have to participate in it. Mm-hmm. You can't have anybody just say, hey, just send me a text. Send me the highlights. Send me some bullet points.
Right.
Bullet points in losing a democracy are not what you think they are.
Right.
It's actually bullets.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.